Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Hill, H-I-L-L, 12677. Chief complaints, cough, number one, congestion, number two, flu symptoms, number four, body ache, number five, leg pain, next one is abdominal pain, next one is nausea, next one is vomiting, next one is left foot pain. Our patient is a 45-year-old teacher. She's an art teacher, married 20 years, has been pregnant twice. Her period was last week. She developed above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, have been exposed to flu over and over, and has a positive flu test now. Period. In paragraph, she also suffers from autoimmune disease, ulcerative colitis, and inflammatory arthritis. Patient recently was switched from Humira to Symphor, Symphoryanina. She's also taking cholestyramine, Pepcid, gabapentin, Effexor, and Celebrex. Surgery, cholecystectomy, carpal tunnel surgery, right ovary removed, allergy sulfa, COVID immunizations up to date, family history, heart disease, and stroke. No colon cancer, no breast cancer. Review of system as above, 163 pounds, 100 oxygen, 98, 16, 94, 125 over 84. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, bronchi. Abdomen is soft. There's tenderness noted over the right upper quadrant, neurological non-focal. Skin shows no rash, lower extremity. There's a left-sided trace edema noted. Skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, positive flu. Number two, treat with Rocephin Dexedron, gram and 8 milligrams subsequently. Number three, treat with Z-Pak, Midrol, Dospak, and Tamiflu. Number four, chest x-ray negative for pneumonia. Number five, return if not better in 3 days. And number six, in face of left foot swelling, we looked at a lower extremity. There was no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Number seven, in face of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, status post-cholecystectomy. We looked at her abdomen. There is no evidence of fluid collection and other abnormal kidney stones or any abnormality. Next number, we put on Bentol, 20 milligrams as needed for spasm. Next number, as far as legs, upper arm is upper extremity is concerned, we looked at our upper extremity to make sure there's no DVT in face of severe pain, and spasm none was found. Next number, because of family history of stroke, we looked at her carotid. Her carotids were completely clean. Next number, she has had some palpitation and tachycardia, most likely related to her flu, but nevertheless, given her inflammatory arthritis, it was warranted to do an echocardiogram. An echocardiogram was negative. Next number, pelvic ultrasound shows a 2-centimeter ovarian cyst on the left side. The right ovary has been removed. She knew about that, and she's been followed by OB-GYN. This has not gotten any bigger. Next number, make sure she takes Celebrex with food. Next number, rest of medication as before. Next one is come back in 3 days if not improved. Next one is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.